might happen there in opposite. Sides, look at Haas! Look at this powerhouse! Payne Haas from the land of the Giants lands at Suncorp Stadium to score a barnstorm.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. Now is the time we talk all things NRL with Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Dino, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning there. How are we?
Terrific. And hey, Dino, straight to the chase here. Manly, are they up for sale?
Well, depends who you believe, Ray. I mean, there's a lot of scuttlebutt around the edges at the moment that Manly is for sale. But look, all I can do as a journalist is ring and ask Scott Penn that question. Mm-hmm. I have done that repeatedly over the last 6 to 12 months. Ray, and repeatedly he has told me quite adamantly that no, they're not for sale. Okay. So look, whether there is negotiations going on that are sensitive and would preclude Scott Penn from revealing any details, maybe, Ray. Mm. But if I take him on face value and take him on his comments being open and honest, well, no, I don't think they are for sale.
That's all you can do, mate.
And the other thing about it is, I think everything's for sale. Price is right, so...
Would Jimmy, you're spot on. It doesn't have to be an announcement saying we are for sale.
No.
It makes an offer. It's like your house. You may not want to sell your house, but if some bloke offers double what it's worth, it suddenly is for sale.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's right. Well, just on that, how do you value a football club? They're saying, oh, well, it's worth 10 to 12 mil. Well, how'd they arrive at that figure?
Good point.
Well, the funny thing is, too, Jimmy, Manly run at a loss every year.
Yep.
Generally, Scott Penn will have to tip in anywhere from 500 to 1.5 million annually to pay the bill. So if you base it on losing roughly $1 million a year, well, it's worth a nickel.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
It's worth a nickel. I mean, Manly is a famous club. It's got a great brand. But look, you know, they don't have a lot of juniors. The success in recent years hasn't been there. And they've got a dilapidated ground. And generally, the club doesn't have a lot of money. So... as you say, I don't quite know where you find 10 to 12 million. Well, where do these figures come from?
The license is what's worth the money. So you could buy the license and say, see you later, Manly. Now, that is very controversial on the Northern Beaches.
Well, Scott Penn has said to me numerous times that he would only sell to the right people who have Manly at heart. Once the license is sold, though, Jimmy, I guess you're right. They can do what they like, and Scott Penn doesn't have any say in where they go. But, yeah, let's be honest, all hell would break loose if we lost Manly from the NRL Premiership. But, look, you get some bloke in there who wants to relocate, and he's got plenty of coin, maybe an overseas investor. Yeah, who knows where they go? But, as I said, as far as the Penn family is concerned, Rick Penn is the father of Scott, and, of course, they own the club, the Penn family. So whether Rick is working away behind the scenes, because Scott spends about 6 months of the year now with business interests living in Brooklyn, New York. But look, at this point, guys, if you're putting me on the spot, I'll say no, they're not for sale. I just get the feeling that there's a bigger picture here for the Penn family. There's a few bucks to be made in the potential of a precinct being built around Brookvale Oval, not just a centre of excellence and grandstand, but an actual precinct. So I think there's some coin to be made there. They've tipped a lot of money in, so I think if there's a payday looming around development, I think you'll find that they'll be there at the end.
Fair enough. Dino, Dylan Walker, be interesting to see how he goes this afternoon.
Yeah, he comes back. Right, of course, he hasn't played all year. He'll start in the centres. Interesting that he is already starting to think about next year. He's off contract, and I think you'll find that he and his manager may meet with Manly in the next 2 to 3 weeks to discuss a possible extension. You would imagine that Des Hasler's first comment would be, well, get out there and show me how you play football. Mm. Dylan's on about $600,000 a year. So it's big money. And, of course, Manly also looking to extend the Trbojevic brothers. So they're going to need plenty of cash in reserve there. Now, Manly got rid of a forward who was named as a reserve today. His name is Kalefi Tanganoa. He's gone off to Wakefield effective immediately. So they're just trying, Manly, to offload a few players on the run that gives them a bit of a war chest, because I get the feeling at Manly that they haven't done this for a while they want a big hit, they want a big name, and they haven't been able to pull one in recent years. So they're just starting to work toward perhaps a big name coming to Brookvale. We haven't really had one at Manly, I guess, since, you know, perhaps going back to Jamie Lyon.
Isn't it interesting about, if you're paying Dylan Walker $600,000 a year, then you've got to play him in your spine, really, don't you? Like, it, you know, he's getting paid more money than Latrell Mitchell right now.
Is he really? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, you know, you talk about the value, and I reckon you're right. Des said, well, come on, go out there and justify your price or set your next price. Mm. Jack DeBellin, it was a big story on Friday. The reverberations continue. Dino, what was your take on it? We heard from Brian Johnston, the CEO of St George Illawarra. He said, look, a couple of avenues open to him, and at this stage, too early to have made a decision.
Yeah, I can't help Jimmy, and I don't want to say this if you're a supporter of DeBellin, but I just can't see him coming back from this, to be honest. Look, there's no end in sight. We think that the court case will be heard around June next year, perhaps even longer, which would put him out of the game for 2 years. He's already 28 years old. So, look, he's going to have to keep training to get his money. That's his livelihood. But it must be very difficult for Jack to continue to train when there's just no end in sight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, the Dragons this week will seek to have some sort of salary cap relief from the NRL. We've all seen the stories that we think the court case will cost DeBellin about $400,000. So, yes, there potentially is an appeal there, Jimmy. Having said that, if you've already done $400,000 and the court ruling was fairly vehement against Jack DeBellin, do you then risk going back for a second crack at it and potentially doubling your debt, which could send the young bloke bankrupt?
Mm.
I guess it depends what value you put on your innocence, I guess, doesn't it, Dean? And just how Faye wants to take that case. Hey, Dino, some news on Tevita Pangai?
Yeah, Ray, this morning there were reports that he wants to stay in Brisbane, but, gee, I know that Newcastle still has a very strong interest in Tevita Pangai Jr., great player, big and strong.
Mm.
The South Sydney rumour still hangs around. This morning he did say that he doesn't want to play under Wayne Bennett, but I think you'll find that Bennett would more than be happy to accommodate Tevita Pangai at South Sydney. So, look, I think it's a watch this space, right? He might have been put on the spot up there about his future. He came out and said he wanted to stay at Brisbane, but I think behind the scenes there still might be some form of negotiations going on with several clubs and his manager about potentially leaving the Broncos.
Mm.
Dragons v Knights today, and then we've got the Manly v Sharks game. Any changes with those sides, Dino?
Yeah, the 2 o'clock game, Jimmy, that's Dragons Knights. That's out there at Mudgee, so it should be a lovely afternoon out there. 2 o'clock kickoff. No late changes to the Dragons as yet. Corbin Sims had hoped to come back from a broken arm, but that has been delayed at least one more week. So no Corbin Sims today. And the Newcastle Knights, they should be 1-17. Jamie Bure, the former captain, dropped off the reserve list there. So no Bure. Then the big game, Cronulla, Manly, 4 o'clock down there at Shark Park. Andrew Fifita is the story here, guys. They claim he's 50-50. It's a hamstring injury. He picked it up last week. He wants to play today, apart from actually running out against Manly. It's also his 200th game, and he wants to play at Shark Park. But John Morris has already said, look, we've got to take the emotion out and just play if he's fit. So 50-50. He did get through the captain's run yesterday, which has given Cronulla a little bit of hope there. Matt Pryor also in some doubt with a shoulder injury. Over there at Manly, Adam Fanua Blake and Lachlan Croker back from injury. And as, of course, we said earlier, Dylan Walker to start in the centres.
Any other news around, mate?
Yeah, just an interesting piece out of England with Jackson Hastings. He's playing for South, but, of course, Jackson went through all that turmoil at Manly last year. His contract is up. There's been a few little nibbles from NRL clubs without anything absolutely concrete, but with George Williams, the Wigan halfback, signing with Canberra, I think the Wigan Warriors have come in with a big offer for Jackson Hastings. Look, the young bloke left here under controversial circumstances last year. He left a couple of clubs in what we could describe as, I guess, difficult circumstances. So it looks like he's found his feet in England. I don't think he'll return here. Watch for him to pop up at the very glamorous club over there, the Wigan Warriors.
Yeah, good luck to him. Good luck to him. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak next week.
Thanks, Ben. Have a great day.